Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Jay Garvin's here, back for the final power segment in the Jay Garvin Show. Today, I am talking about what makes a VA Streamline mortgage so unique. If you're listening, tuning in, or grabbing this podcast for the first time, pause it and write down my number, 719-330-1457. I can answer any questions about this subject of VA Streamline mortgages, or I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. Now, don't just call me out of the blue. If you don't know who Dave Ramsey is, if you don't know who Jay Garvin's is, if you don't know anything about debt-free living, if you don't know about the baby steps and you just want a rate quote, save your time, go to your bank. I'd actually request you listen to a couple more podcasts because with our team, we help people understand wealth and wealth-building strategies and how to become financially independent, how to have debt-free home ownership. All of the people in our tribe practice what they preach. They have an aspiration or a dream of having a portfolio of houses, being a weirdo and having no mortgages. My wife and I have 8 of them. 5 of them are on 15-year mortgages that are going to start to be paid off. In 5 more years, we are going to start to pay off every single one for 5 years in a row, if not sooner. And you can do the same. But today I'm specifically talking to the vets, the service members, the active duty out there. You may have a friend, sister, brother, relative, father, uncle, coworker that has VA benefits from the GI Bill, from the original Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944, but they're sitting with a military loan thinking that they can refinance and they don't know what's unique. And what's unique about a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan called an IRL? I guess there's a lot of R's in there, so it's an Earl. Got to really stretch it out. Hey, what's up, Earl? I had a gal working in my office, and she said, who the hell is Earl? Y'all talk about him, but I never meet him. Well, that's who I'm talking about today, my Uncle Earl. My interest rate reduction refinance loan. And the items that make it the most unique are this. It's a loan that requires no income verification, just employment verification. It's a loan that requires no asset verification, provided you roll the proceeds into the balance of the loan. It is a loan that requires no VA appraisal. $750 saved there and a whole bunch of headache in the busy part of the year to get someone out there and pay the cost for them to evaluate your house. Not needed. And then also the VA interest rate reduction refinance loan has a reduced funding fee. Now, I do want to talk a minute about the VA funding fee because there was a Blue Water Navy Veteran Act of 2019. They call it the Blue Water Act. And it was really focused around service-connected disability benefits to many of the service members that served offshores in Vietnam, primarily the Navy, and their surviving families, you know, from herbicides that were used, Agent Orange and all of that stuff. But the bottom line is just like Congress, whenever you bake a cake, they put a whole crap load of additional ingredients in there. And Congress, as unpopular as it is, decided to put in some more attributes to this act. And one of them was they changed the VA funding fees. See, Dave Ramsey is not a big fan of VA loans, and I don't blame him because when you purchase a house with a VA loan, you do have a disproportionately large amount of fees. And the biggest fee within that is the VA funding fee. So they changed the amount of funding fee that you have to pay to get access to this loan. And if you buy a $200,000 house, let's say a $300,000 house, because that's more appropriate in today's environment, you have to pay a 2.3% fee up front. So on a $300,000 house, that's over $6,600. just to get access to the loan. But you have no mortgage insurance up front like FHA or on a monthly basis like a conventional loan for putting less than 20% down. But for subsequent uses, which means as you use your VA, you can use your VA as much as you want as long as every single house you purchase, you sell and go on to the next. That subsequent fee is 3.3. So now you're buying a $300,000 house and you're paying $10,000 in VA funding fee. That is a big thing to swallow. And that's why a lot of people say caution from the VA loan. But it's also difficult for young buyers in the military to put money down, especially when you're transitioning and PCSing and moving from place to place. But another provision in the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019, passed this last December, is unbelievable, even unbelievable to me. They removed all of the conforming loan limits. So if you bought a VA home last year and it was more than $510,000, you had to bring 25% cash for every dollar amount above that. Don't make it difficult. If you bought a $300,000 house, no money down. $500,000 house, no money down. But if you bought a $610,000 house, $100,000 above the conventional limit, you had to bring 25% or $25,000 cash for a $600,000 house. That's a great deal. That's less than 5% down with no mortgage insurance. Well, now there's no constraint for how large your military purchase is. You can buy a $1 million house and put no money down. Now, that's a stupid idea. You have to income qualify for it, but if you go ahead and buy a house that has two accessory dwelling units in it, say a cabin and a in-law quarters over the garage, you as a vet can buy that for $1 million, rent those out, make $4,000, $2,000 per unit, and have your tenants, your accessory dwelling unit neighbors, pay for your mortgage. So there's a lot of mortgage strategy there. But wrapping all the way around to the end of the show where I say you have to understand the unique nature of the VA streamlined mortgage, and that's a simple fact that there's no appraisal required, there's a reduced funding fee, and by the way, if you're disabled, if you got a disability rating, there's no fees across any of the VA loans, you don't have any income qualification, you don't have any asset verification, and it's something you need to act upon immediately. So call me at 330-1457. This is your most valuable asset for you, your friend, your neighbor, your cousin, your coworker, your uncle. Have them call me at 330-1457 and I'll answer your questions, or just visit ChurchillColorado.com. And as I share with you at the end of every show, I pray that all of you would go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it from you. Because that's what I found in the radio listener, someone that I would serve every single day, week, and year. So once again, this is your last chance. Sign up for the September 16th investment property class, Understanding the Math and Different Types of Investments. It's a Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Go to ChurchillColorado.com, pull down the Classes and Events tab, and sign up while space is still available. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show, here every week to serve you. Have a great week.
Come on, yo!
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. You can count.